Thanks for calling customer support. How may I help you?
Yes, ma'am. I need to see if I can get my information removed from your database. I tried to order something earlier and my bank flagged it as fraud, and it was supposed to be $2 and it was like $7.95.
Yes, ma'am. Can I please start out with the zip code?
Yes, 33809.
Ma'am, 23809.
33809.
Okay.
And what's your name?
My name is Maya. And can I please have first and last name, ma'am?
Laura, L-A-U-R-A. Pusateri, P-U-S-A-T-E-R-I.
Yes, ma'am. Can you please verify your shipping address? Shipping address.
I think it was seven. I really don't know which one.
802 Wilder Street.
Yeah, Wilder Road.
Okay. I said street, Lord.
It's okay. It's been one of those days.
All right, hold on. Let's see. The account is loaded. Okay, I do see where you did pay shipping handling for Kitchen. I think it's KitchenAid.
Uh-huh.
Okay. Yes, ma'am. I do see where you did pay shipping and handling, but it has not been shipped out yet.
It really does ship. It really is something that really happens.
Yes, ma'am. Would you like to cancel?
Huh? Well, if I send it back through, it's just going to catch.
We don't accept returns, though. That's the thing.
How come it says $2 and then it charges you more?
But I'm not sure. Did you do a survey or something?
No, it was just an ad for a mixer.
Oh. But yes, ma'am, it do. Because I'm third party call center. All I do is help. So I'm really not sure.
It's okay. Just take it off the list.
Yes, ma'am.
Oh, it's hot.
That's all I can do for you today, ma'am. What's that? I did cancel the account.
Okay.
And also refunded you the $7.95.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, hold on, wait one second. All right, thanks for calling us support. Have a nice day.
You too. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
All right.